Hello, friends. Welcome to day 26 of Lent. It's so good that you are here with us on this Sunday, and we're going to continue on with our reflections of St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten reflections. Mm-hmm. I think you had something that you wanted to start off with.
Okay, so, you know, we get different questions about different things, especially regarding St. Alphonsus, and I think a lot of us are unfamiliar with some of the terms that he uses, or we have maybe some negative connotations associated with them. So, like, for example, sometimes he would mention the word, like, do violence to yourself, you know, instead of saying, like, doing acts of penance or sacrifices or offering things up, you know, making life a little bit uncomfortable for us, and then we can offer that up for the glory of God. Well, at other parts, he uses the word mortification. The question was brought to me saying, like, does that mean that we're supposed to mortify our bodies? Like, wasn't our body supposed to be a temple of the Holy Spirit? Shouldn't we respect our bodies? So anyhow, what would you say to that?
So I would say when he uses the word violence to the body, he's not meaning self-harm. Our passions are out of control. And so when he speaks about mortification, doing violence to the body, I think what St. Alphonsus means is we just got to get them under control. And we have to grow in virtue. And in order to grow in virtue, we need to do some sacrificing. Just take, for example, if you want your bicep to grow stronger, you have to do violence to it. You have to mortify it. So you pick up a strong weight. What happens? It tears the little fibers of your muscle. So you actually cause harm to your bicep when you're working out. But not so much harm that is permanent, because what happens, those little tears, put that down, you have a recovery date, the muscle repairs and actually gets stronger. So the mortifications that we put upon ourselves in the spiritual life are for that reason, to get stronger, to discipline those passions and to grow in virtue. Anything that we do shouldn't prevent us from fulfilling our duties that we have in our state of life. They shouldn't rob us of joy and make us completely miserable to the people around us. It shouldn't cause us permanent damage to our bodies. It shouldn't cause us mental damage where we are just depressed. We shouldn't be too scrupulous about some of these things. So, you know, depending on our personality, we got to be careful. Yes. If you have some real questions about that, talk to a priest. St. Alphonsus said, "The Lord wrought miracles of the multiplication of food recorded by St. John through compassion for the bodily needs of those poor people. Far more tender is his compassion for the necessities of the souls of poor sinners who are deprived of divine grace." I find this greatly consoling. I think that Jesus is far more eager to meet us by the power of grace than he was to multiply the loaves for those people. Think of the privilege it would have been to be in that crowd to witness that miracle. My thought goes this way: how much more beautiful is the miracle of divine grace to us who have fallen into sin, and then God comes and reaches and forgives our sin. For eventually, you know, a physical miracle might help the body, but eventually the body gives up. The body's going into the ground, but the soul will live forever.
And that's exactly what the saints believe. A lot of the stories that St. Alphonsus then goes into, he talks about martyr after martyr after martyr. And these people were so convicted about the resurrection, the truth of Jesus, that they willingly went to their martyrdom. So today's story was all about St. Simeon. And I'm really attracted to these stories because I just think, wow, what courage, what fortitude. Basically, he was a bishop. The emperor wanted him to bow down to the sun, and he refused. And so he was put in prison. And at one point, one of his friends, who was also kind of working for the emperor, who had bowed down to the sun, came up to St. Simeon and prostrated himself because he just felt bad for what he had done. And you know what St. Simeon did? He basically admonished him, admonished the sinner, and like turned his back against him, basically saying like, "Hey, look, I'm in prison because I decided to stand up for Christ. Doesn't want to have any of his repentance to him, because basically he's like, repent to God." This is what his friend says: "Wretched that I am, if Simeon, my friend, treats me thus harshly for my fault and turns away his face from me, what am I to expect from that God whom I have denied?" So the emperor, being, I think, pretty frustrated with St. Simeon and his refusal to bow down, as one last effort to try and make St. Simeon change his ways, he brings forth 100 Christians and threatens St. Simeon, saying, you know, "I'm going to behead these 100 people if you don't change your ways." And you know what St. Simeon does? St. Simeon exhorted the sufferers to constancy by telling them how glorious was their lot in acquiring the rewards of eternal life by dying for their Savior. After the martyrdom of these 100 Christians, the holy bishop was beheaded on Good Friday and thus united his death to that of Jesus Christ.
Beautiful example of faithfulness from this holy martyr. If you've been blessed by this video, please share. Comment below what stood out to you and why. And please pray the rosary with us right up there. Mm-hmm. We'll see you tomorrow.